نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. You must have read on the program that we have muraqaba of maut. Now this muraqaba of maut is what we may term as a journey through death, or a journey of death, or a pondering and reflection over death. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote some ashar on muraqaba of maut. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam said that whoever thinks of his death 25 times, if he has to die on that day, he will get shahadat. A form of shahadat he will get. Now why did he mention that? Does it mean that a person must take one tasbih and read 25 times? Maut, 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 maut. It doesn't mean that. This person who is going to think of his death 25 times a day, you think he's going to indulge in sins? The person who will be thinking of his death, of his maut, 25 times in a day. There are 24 hours in a day, and he's going to think of it 25 times. One more time than the number of hours. So that means every hour of the day he is thinking of his death. Which means that some part of that day, of the 24 hours, he will be occupied in something or the other. In the 24 hours, he will be occupied in so many different things. He will be occupied sometimes in his business. Sometimes he will be traveling somewhere. Sometimes you'll be eating, sometimes you'll be drinking, sometimes you'll be sleeping. Sometimes you'll be talking to his wife and children. Sometimes you'll be having discussions on some issues or seeing his clients. You'll be doing different things for the day. So whichever activity of life he is occupied in, at that time he is conscious of the fact that I have to leave this world one day. And I am accountable, I am answerable, I have to stand before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the day of judgment. All my actions are recorded. So now this person who is thinking so many times during the day of his maut, of his death, then he is not going to indulge in sins. And when he's not going to indulge in sins, or if some accidental sin he committed, then again he's making plenty of istighfar and tawbah. So then that is that certificate, or that is that visa for entry into Jannat. So a shaheed enters into Jannat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives the shaheed. So now this person, so many times a day, if he's going to think of his maut, then automatically he is going to restrain himself. And then that will be the means of his entry into Jannat. That is that shahadat. So it is not a question of just sitting and reading some tasbih of maut. If a person reads 25 times tasbih of maut and he commits 26 sins, then it shows that that is just a tasbih he is reading. It is not the yaqeen of his heart. And what is intended is that it should be the yaqeen of the heart that he is going to leave one day. And that thought of death will not restrict him from undertaking the normal activities of life. This is another thing that frightens us. The moment we are going to think of death, then how are we going to open our shop tomorrow? How are we going to travel tomorrow? How is the student going to go to school tomorrow? He's thinking of his death. So the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they thought of death more than us. Not only 25 times, much more than that. But look at what they did in their lives. They went right up to Spain. And this side they came to China. And so many parts of the world they went. And they ruled over massive tracts of land. Huge governments. They were administrators, they were this, they were that, and yet they were thinking of their death. So all it does is that it focuses the person's mind. He does not go deviate. He does not go in different directions. Nafs and shaitan do not drag him after that. The moment there's a temptation from the nafs, go in this direction. The person says, but what if my death comes there, in the haram place? The nafs is pulling. There's a beautiful woman that is going to be singing and dancing and performing. And don't deprive yourself of this golden opportunity. Only now and again you get this opportunity. So this person will say, yes, that might be an opportunity, but what is going to happen if my death comes there? So he's already thought of death and it has stopped him. And then he meets one old friend that was his casino friend. And that friend says, let's go back to the casino. Or let's go to the rave club. Or let's go to some other haram place. Now this person who has changed the direction of his life and now he's thinking of death. So he will say, but what if my death comes there? So he thought again of death and it restrained him. So in this way, if that person is going to think 25 times, inshallah, it is going to restrain him from going towards haram. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give us happiness. That is what we have to understand. That in all these restrictions that Allah ta'ala has placed, He wants to give us happiness. He wants to give us contentment. He wants to give us some kind of enjoyment in our hearts. Peace of mind He wants to give us. Otherwise, why should He stop us from all the good things? He hasn't stopped us from the good things. So this muraqabah of maut, every night if a person has to just think a little bit over these ashar, or ponder over it, inshallah it will assist him in remembering the akhirah, in remembering life after death, in remembering the azab of qabr, in remembering sakarat, in remembering the day of judgment, in remembering that there will be a change in the condition of a person. So it makes life a bit easier. It makes amal easier. It makes the closeness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala come easier. It makes the love of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become easy. So I will read a few of those ashar again, which of course you have heard the explanation also of many times.
یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم جہاں شادیاں آتی وہیں اب ہے ماتم یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم جہاں شادیاں آتی وہیں اب ہے ماتم یہ سب ہر طرف انقلابات عالم یہ سب ہر طرف انقلابات عالم تیری ذات ہی میں تغیر ہے ہر دم جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے یہاں خوشی ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بصدغہ. One minute the person is enjoying some kind of happiness, a few moments of laughter, a few moments of pleasure, and after that you find nothing but sorrow and grief and all kinds of problems which engulf the person. ہر خوشی, you will find that it does not last forever and ever. For a little while there is that enjoyment, this pleasure, this happiness, but after that, because the person engaged in such kind of happiness which was bringing the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala changes that now
to grief, to sorrow, to pain, to problem, the person's happiness is gone. And even if it was not indulgence in haram pleasures, then too, the joy and the happiness is not for all times. Therefore he gives one example, jahan shaadiyan thi wahin ab hai matam. Those homes in which there is a marriage, there is a wedding taking place, then there is happiness, this parting, this merrymaking, this enjoyment, this fun, this laughter. So much that there is no concern of namaz, of tilawat, of zikr, of pleasing Allah Ta'ala. People generally forget Allah Ta'ala on such occasions. Even those who are five-time namazis, especially the women folk, say it was difficult to make namaz there. We went to the house there, the house was chock-a-block. We went to the hall was chock-a-block. There were lots of chocolate blocks that were distributed. Chocolate blocks were distributed there. But it was so chock-a-block that we couldn't make namaz. So there was happiness, there was enjoyment, there was fun. But jahan shaadiyan thi wahin ab hai matam. And now there is a death in that same home. Or that same bride who was sitting on the stage has now passed away. So in that same home now there is matam, there's mourning, there's crying, there's weeping. Or the groom died. And there are so many recent incidents where on the day of marriage either the groom went or the bride went or both of them went. Or whole parties went. Whole marriage parties all disappeared from the surface of the earth. So jahan shaadiyan thi wahin ab hai matam. Ye sab har taraf inqilabat aalam. These type of changes, revolution is taking place everywhere. Teri zaat hi mein taghayyur hai har dam. If you have to look at your own self, there's so much of changes taking place. Those who are in the 50s look back when they were 16 and 18. Isn't there a world of difference? World of difference, East and West. So the person is going through so many different changes and different experiences in his life. And that is a clear sign and indication that one day death will come. When there's so much of changes in the person's own health and in his life and in his age and in his fortunes and in his material possessions, and he has changed I don't know how many homes, how many towns, how many cities, and some have changed so many countries. When there's so much of changes taking place, you think the person is going to live. There will be a complete change, where he will leave all these cities and these towns and these countries and he will go into another city, another town, another country. Country of the hereafter. So the preparation place is this world. So it's not that Allah Ta'ala wants to make our life miserable or unhappy and wants us to be gloomy and sad and cry all the time. That crying is in the du'as when you are making before Allah Ta'ala. Or when you think of the akhirat, when you think of Jahannam. But after that, with your family, with your children, with your friends, this cheer, this happiness. So this is a reminder of that death. Jahan shaadiyan thi wahin ab hai matam. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. That is again the bottom line. That the world is not a place to give your heart to. We have given our hearts to the things of this world. Detach our hearts from the things of this world. That's all that is required. Use the things of the world. But don't put it into the heart. Ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai. It is a place where you take lessons from. All around you take lessons from. things are happening all around. And in everything there is a lesson. In everything there is a lesson. In Karachi, at one time they used to sell a face cream called Tibet Snow. Tibet Snow. On all the pillars or lampposts it used to be Tibet Snow. So one Buzruk was traveling in a scoot, in a rickshaw, and he happened to look up and he saw it was written in Urdu, Ta ba ta o te be te, snow. So that snow was seen, known, wow. So in Urdu, you read it, tabbat suno. So he's saying, ye kya likha hai, tabbat suno. He said, nahi Hazrat, ye hai Tibet snow. He said, nahi likhi, ye to likha hai, tabbat suno. Now see, he took a lesson from that. That listen to tabbat yada abi lahabim watab. Read that surah and see what message it gives. What happened to Abu Lahab and his wife? So he's saying, Tabbat suno keh raha hai. Ye Tibet suno nahi hai. Tabbat suno. So they take lessons from everything. So jahan shaadiyan thi wahin ab hai matam. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. Ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. तुझे पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया, तुझे पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया, जवानी ने फिर तुझको मजनू बनाया, तुझे पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया, जवानी ने फिर तुझको मजनू बनाया, बुढ़ापे ने फिर आ के क्या क्या सताया, बुढ़ापे ने फिर आ के क्या क्या सताया, अजल तेरा कर देगी बिल्कुल सफाया, तुझे पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया, जवानी ने फिर तुझको मजनू बनाया. After the childhood days, when youth came, first the person played around during childhood days. The child, the mind is always in play. And then when youth came, the person became majnoon, madly in love with some pretty face, took his heart away. Doesn't want to hear, doesn't want to listen to anybody, has become rebellious. Then came old age, and when old age came, it brought with it so much of aches and pains that you ask the old person, he says, my knees are paining, my head is paining, my stomach is aching, my back is aching. Budhape ne aake kya kya sataya, ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. After that, death will come and wipe you out clean from the surface of the earth. Again I repeat, that those were the days when people used to live for 80 and 90. But as that undertaker, I cannot forget what he said a year or two ago, 60% or more of those mayyats that he undertook that particular year were of those people who were under 30 years of age. More than 60% were under 30 years of age. So isn't there ibrat in that for us? Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barson khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya, budhape ne phir aa के क्या क्या सताया, बुढ़ापे ने फिर आ के क्या क्या सताया, अजल तेरा कर देगी बिल्कुल सफाया, जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है, ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है, जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है, ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है. So he says, this place, it is a place from where you take lessons. Make use of the things of this world, but don't give your hearts to it. Childhood days will go, youthful days will go, middle age will go, old age will go, and then finally the person will go. If that is, or that is if he has survived till old age, then too he will go. Nobody has lived forever and ever. So how difficult it will become for that person to leave what he has built up here, if he has given his heart. If he hasn't given his heart, then it will be, there will be contentment. The person will say, well, I built it, I used it, after me my children will use it, or my grandchildren will use it, or my relatives and family members will use it, or the society will use it, somebody will use it. Why must I worry from now till Qiyamah day who's going to use it? So how much of sukoon there will be in the heart. But the person who has given his heart to it, he'll make, hi, where am I going? What's going to happen to all these things now? So this majlis is for, as I have repeatedly said, to bring back that spirit and the soul in all alive. Many, many things we listen, but we are not getting the himmat to practice. So when we are going to think of maut, then we are going to get the himmat and the courage to restrain ourselves from haram and do that which Allah is pleased with. Things will become easy. Person won't give his heart.
Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahun sabse bala. Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahun sabse bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahun sabse bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Jiya karta hai kya yun hi marne wala. Jiya karta hai kya yun hi marne wala. Tujhe husne zahir ne dhoke mein dala. Jiya karta hai kya yun hi marne wala. Tujhe husne zahir ne dhoke mein dala. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai. Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahun sabse bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. All the time, only one thing occupies our minds. That I must have the best car, I must have the best home, I must have the best clothes, I must have the best of this and the best of that. I must be seen, I must be recognized. Yehi tujhki dhun hai, rahun sabse bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Changing trends, changing fashions, I must also follow that. Jiya karta hai kya yun hi marne wala. Is that how a person who is going to die lives? All the time occupied in these things. Again, don't misunderstand. You can wear good clothes, live in a good home, nobody is stopping. But you see, the person who is going to die one day, his mind is not in that all the time. There's only one thing. Fashion of the times. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Tujhe husn zahir ne dhoke mein dala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding these ashar and this poetry, reflecting over its meaning, and then getting the courage and the strength to do that which is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and staying away from that which is haram, which is forbidden.
Inshallah, we will continue with that also on the 25th night, if Allah Ta'ala gives life and an opportunity to continue. As I mentioned the other night, that one person had a dream, that in the dream, besides all the other things that I mentioned there, the person states that in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this person is in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the dream. And this program that we are having here, or the programs that we have here, are being broadcast over the speakers of Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the time for Isha Salat comes. So this insignificant servant of Allah Ta'ala is put forward to lead the imamat. Now this is a dream. People can see many things in the dream. And dream doesn't make any person a wali of Allah Ta'ala. But there are sometimes glad tidings. So of the different things that were being broadcast over those speakers, one of it was this poetry which I read here every Thursday practically of Hazrat Khwaja Sahab in my zikr. Ay mere data, ay mere malik. I don't know how many times I have read it, but every time I read it, I personally feel a great difference in the condition of my heart. So this person states that there were a few things which were being heard, and one of it was this. So making shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I will read the same thing again tonight.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
کسب میں دنیا ہی کہہ رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی کسب میں دنیا ہی کہہ رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی Oh Allah, I wasted my time, wasted my life, wasted the precious moments of my life. I didn't earn anything that will take me through the hereafter with ease and comfort.
کسب میں دنیا ہی کہہ رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ
Oh Allah, save me from the mischief of my nafs. This huge cobra of nafs. Oh Allah, save me from the bite of this cobra.
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے مولا اے میرے مولا نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ
It is a dua that we are making to Allah تبارک و تعالی Save me from the mischief of my nafs.
سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
There's a car ND474-007. Please remove your car. You're blocking somebody's driveway. Go immediately and remove your car. ND474-007.
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Brothers, it is the 23rd night. Let us pour our hearts before Allah تبارك وتعالى. We don't know whose tears may become the means of our forgiveness. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh Allah, we have done great injustice upon our souls. Oh my beloved Allah, we have done great injustice, oh my beloved Allah. But if you are not going to forgive us, then we'll be amongst the losers. Hey, mere pyare Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah. Oh my most forgiving Allah. Oh my generous, kind, loving, caring Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. Oh my Allah who dearly loves forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards Him with repentance. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before You. We are extremely sinful servants of Yours. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of Yours. We are extremely weak, oh my Allah. Ey mere pyare Khuda, ey mere Rabbe Kareem, ab bahut hi gunahgar hai, siyakar hai, gande hai, nalayak hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai. Sab kuch hai, bande tere hai. Whatever we may be, oh Allah, we are Your servants. We are Your slaves. Oh Allah, our life is in Your control, our hearing in Your control, our speech in Your control, our sight in Your control, our heart, liver and lungs in Your control. Mere Allah, har cheez tere qabze-e-qudrat mein hai. Oh my Allah, everything is in Your control. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. But we are your servants. Where do we go, oh my Allah? Where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. There is no other door for us besides your door. There is no other home for us besides your home. Oh my beloved Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, he can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. But oh Allah, if you have to reject us, if you have to reject us, oh my Allah, then we will become shaitans. Mere Allah, phir to hum rajim ban jayenge. Ey mere pyare khuda, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy and forgiveness from us, then my Allah, you tell us which other Allah is there for us that we can go and beg. Which other Allah is there for us that we can extend our hands? Ya Allah, you are hearing, you are seeing, you are knowing. There is nothing that's hidden from your sight. Oh my Allah, everything is in your knowledge. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, we are confessing before you. We are acknowledging every sin of ours. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sin. We are acknowledging our weakness, our shortcomings. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum aitraaf e qusoor kar rahe hain. Ey Allah, hamare haal par ab to raham farma. Ey Allah, kab tak hum nafs o shaitan ke ghulam bane rahenge? How long are we going to remain the slaves of nafs and shaitan? Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan are dragging us down the drain. They want to drag us into the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, they want to drag us into the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, we cannot even bear a mild headache. We cannot bear a mild headache, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot tolerate a little pain in our bodies. We cannot tolerate a little pain in our bodies. Where can we tolerate the azab of Jahannam? Dear Allah, Jahannam ke azab hum kaise seh sakte hain? Ya Allah, if a candle is burning, we cannot put our finger over that flame. Mere Allah, when the flames of the fire of Jahannam will rise high, where can we tolerate that, oh my Allah? Therefore, we are seeking total forgiveness from all our sins. Indeed, oh my Allah, from the time we became of age up till now, we have indulged in a lot of sins. Allah, our youthful days, our school days and college days. And oh my Allah, till now we have involved and engaged in so much of haram. But oh Allah, we regret, we are ashamed. Am nadim hai, am sharminda hai. Oh my Allah, we are ashamed. We are ashamed, oh my Allah, that you who blessed us with so much of bounties, you who gave us the sight, we used it for haram. You who gave us the hearing, we used it for haram. You who gave us speech, we used it for haram. You who gave us strength in our bodies, we used it for haram. You who gave us, oh my Allah, wealth, we used it for haram. Ya Allah, where will we find another person that every bounty or every gift that that person gives, if we have to use it for his disobedience, he will still continue giving that gift. Ya Allah, where will we ever find a person that we use the same gifts of his for his disobedience? After we take his gifts, we curse him and we swear him and we abuse him and he still gives us gifts. Ay, mere Allah, it is only you that in spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and so much to drink and so much to wear and shelter and transport. Mere Allah, tu jaisa pyara khuda koi nahi. Tu hi hamara malik hai. You are our masjood. You are our maqsood. You are our malik. You are our khaliq. You are our Rahim Allah. You are our Kareem Allah. Ay Rahim Allah, Raham Farma. Ay Kareem Allah, Karam Farma. Ay Kareem Allah, Karam Farma. Ay Ghaffar Allah, Maghfirat Farma. Ay Ghaffar Allah, Maghfirat Farma. Ay Sattar Allah, Sattari Farma. Mere Allah, aaj گناہ تو میں معاف فرما، میری رحمت کے دروازے کھول دے. Open the doors of your mercy for us. Open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Oh Allah, don't leave anyone unforgiven tonight. میرے اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما، ہمارے حال پر کرم فرما. ہم گندے تیرے سامنے ہاتھ پھیلائے ہوئے ہیں، میرے اللہ اب تو ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما. اے میرے اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما. Forgive us, forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, forgive our brothers and sisters. Oh Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of your earth as munafiqs? Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of your earth like hypocrites? Ay mere pyare khuda, give us the haqeeqat of iman in our hearts. Ay Allah, ab to iman ki haqeeqat mein naseeb farma. Ay Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, fill our hearts with the noor of zuhd, fill our hearts with the noor of qanaat, fill our hearts with the noor of shukr, fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat, fill our hearts with the noor of zikr. Ay mere Allah, light up our hearts. Allah, remove the darkness of ignorance from our hearts. Remove the darkness of sins from our hearts. Mere Allah, hamare dilon ko paak kar de, hamare dilon ko saaf kar de. Oh my Allah, man has made dynamite sticks and he can blow up huge mountains. Mere Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of our sins? Mere Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, they are more than the grains of sand on earth, if they are more than all your creation put together, if they are more than the stars that twinkle in the heavens, if they are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, Mere Allah, your maghfirat is much, much more than that. Mere Allah, your maghfirat is much, much more than that. Yes, bas Mere Allah, Tere rahmat ke darya ka ek qatra hamare gunahon ko dhone ke liye kaafi hai. Mere Allah, just one drop from your ocean of maghfirat is sufficient. Mere Allah, quwwat e jazb se hum sabko apna bana le. Mere Allah, make us yours and become ours. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Mere Allah, become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zavi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zavi meri. Oh Allah, if you are not mine, nothing is mine. And if you are mine, then everything is mine. Everything will work in my favor. Oh my Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, you are the only deity. You are the only Allah that in your name you have kept our ah. Ay mere Allah, in your name you have kept our ah. Ay Allah, in the Allah, two-thirds of it is our ah. Mere pyare khuda, hamari ah ko sun le. Hamari ah ko sun le. Mere Allah, hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Ay Allah, bless us with long life so that we may accumulate maximum good deeds. Allah, bless us with good health. Mere Allah, hum bimar hai. Mere Allah, hum bimar hai. Mere Allah, shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, don't test us. We know that sometimes sicknesses, poverty and other things can be a test. But oh Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Hamari azmaish mat kar. Don't test us, oh my Allah. We are not worthy of being tested. We will not be able to make sabr, oh my Allah. Ay Allah, hame teri ne'maton se bala bal farma. Hame sehat ata farma. Hame afiyat naseeb farma. Tera qurb naseeb farma. Teri marifat naseeb farma. Tera yaqeen naseeb farma. Teri zaat par tawakkul naseeb farma. Oh Allah, bless us with such a bond with you. Such a bond with you, oh my Allah. That nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Oh Allah, give us plenty of barakat in our rizq. Give us plenty of barakat in our homes. Give us barakat and blessings in our businesses. Give us barakat and blessings in our time. Oh Allah, give us barakat in our wealth. Give us barakat in our children. Give us barakat in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Oh Allah, don't snatch away the ni'mats from us because of our indulgence in sins. Ay mere pyare khuda, don't snatch away our ni'mats because of our indulgence in your disobedience. Mere pyare khuda, hamari ni'maton ki hifazat farma. Allah, hum sab ko sehat de. Oh my Allah, those who had financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq. Ya Allah, why should we go towards haram when there is no shortage in your treasures of halal? Mere Allah, halal rizq ke zariye se hamari kifalat farma. Ay mere pyare khuda, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are suffering poverty, give them wealth. Oh my beloved Allah, jo bhi pareshan hal hai, unki pareshani ko dur farma de. Ya Allah, those who are suffering from jinn and jadu and other kinds of problems, remove their difficulties. Ya Allah, sab ki pareshaniyon ko khatam farma. اے اللہ ہم سب کو اپنا مقبول بندوں میں بنا لے اے میرے پیارے خدا اے میرے رحیم اللہ اے میرے کریم اللہ the ummat is suffering everywhere in the world اے اللہ it is the 29th of night the 23rd night of Ramadan اے اللہ it is a Mubarak night اے اللہ it is a night in which your doors of heaven are open اے اللہ in which your rains of rahmat are pouring oh my Allah Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Allah, remove the difficulties, the trials, the problems of the entire ummah, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, where Allah, in Europe, in America, in Africa, oh Allah, which part of the world the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not suffering. Allah, let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Allah, bless the enemies of Islam with iman. Allah, bless the enemies of Islam with iman. Ay Allah, but if they have become obstinate, if they have become stubborn and arrogant, if they have become proud, and oh Allah, if they have made up their minds, they will never accept this beautiful deen. And they will continue to harm and cause destruction of Muslim life and property. Then, oh my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Cause the ground beneath them to shake. Allah, cause their planes to crash in the mountains. Cause their ships to sink, oh my Allah. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Send gale force winds against them. Allah, send tornadoes against them. Ay mere pyare khuda, tu unko apni ظلم کی سزا چکھا دے میرے اللہ اللہ you are all powerful you are almighty اللہ forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give pleasure and happiness to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam اے میرے پیارے خدا ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے ایک دن مرنا ہے آخر موت ہے we have to leave this world and come to you one day میرے اللہ میرے اللہ when a person is arrested in this world for some crime and when he is escorted to the police station or to the cells oh Allah he covers his face he is embarrassed he is ashamed he does not want his photograph to appear in the paper میرے اللہ in the presence of billions of ummatis on the day of qiyamah oh Allah don't bring about any embarrassment and shame and humiliation upon us اے اللہ how hurt my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will feel if we have to rise with the sins that we were committing in this world. Mere Allah, person will rise on the day of Qiyamah in the state that he died. Allah, therefore when the angel of death visits us, don't let him find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den, in adultery or fornication. Don't let him find us, oh Allah, popping drugs in our mouths, or with bottle of wine in our hands, or with some illicit beloved on our side. Hey Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any haram action and deed. Let him visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Allah bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of Akhirah. Ey mere pyare khuda, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Mere pyare Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, take us to Madina Tayyiba. And the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Let our souls depart and come dancing towards you. Ya Allah, we know we are asking for a great. But by Allah, nothing is difficult for you. We know we are not worthy of what we are asking. But ya Allah, which day were we worthy of anything? Which day may we be deserving of any ni'mat of yours? But when you gave us so much of your bounties without deserving, Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you? But if it is not in our taqdeer, then, O Allah, wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat and rahmat. Save us from the pangs of sakarat. Ay Allah, qabr ke azab se hifazat farma. Save us from the azab of qabr, from the azab of hashar. Cause us to cross pull sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning. Mere pyare Allah, Rasool-e Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his entire life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. How much he begged for us. All the goodness that he asked for us. And especially in Hajjatul Wida, day and night he prayed for us. Allah, on that occasion, with his 124,000 companions, making the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Ya Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, rukne yamani chu karke jo manga tha, mizab rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha, hatim mein namaze pad karke jo manga tha, multazam se chimat karke jo manga tha, مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا تھا, زمزم کا پانی پی کر کے جو مانگا تھا, صفا اور مروہ کی سیڑھیوں پر جو مانگا تھا, ملین اخضرین کے درمیان دوڑ کر کے جو مانگا تھا, مینا کی رات رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا, اور عرفات کے میدان میں ظہر سے لے کر کے مغرب تک جو میرے نبی نے مانگا تھا, اے اللہ مزدلفی کی رات جو رو رو کے مانگا تھا, Allah, in all these places, all the du'as that He made for us, bless us with all the goodness that He asked for us. Bless our wives and children with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that He asked for protection, O Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, those who are looking for marriage partners, give them good marriage partners. Allah, such marriage partners who will an assistant and a help in their deen and a protection for them against zina. Allah, bless them, both men and women, whosoever are looking for marriage partners, with the best of marriage partners. Also, Allah, you are well aware of the desires that are in the hearts of the people who are sitting here or that are listening over the receivers. Ay, mere pyare khuda, you are well aware of all the different aspirations and desires. Whichever desire and aspiration is in accordance with Sharia, Allah, fulfill those desires. Our students who are IT examinations, give them success in their examinations. Make them assets for our community. Save them from the fitnas at the colleges and schools. Ay mere pyare khuda, Rasool Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, جتنے بھی دین کے کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما, تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, مساجد مدارس کی محنت قبول فرما, اے اللہ دارالعلوم کی محنت قبول فرما, خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما, اے اللہ حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما, مسجد اقصی اور ہماری مساجد کو حفاظت فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.